From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stephanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls green economic development a priority for the future of ASEAN Plus 3. ASEAN and China agree to increase cooperation to a higher level. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has conveyed that green economic development can be one of the priorities for ASEAN Plus 3 cooperation in the future. While chairing the 26th ASEAN Plus 3 summit in Jakarta on Wednesday, the president stated that for more than two decades, ASEAN Plus 3, China, Japan, and South Korea has produced many results and become the driving force for growth in the region. However, he also remarked that this mustn't make ASEAN Plus 3 complacent.
Namun, kita tidak boleh cepat berpuas diri.
But we must not be complacent. We must continue to open up and create new cooperation opportunities on which green economic development can be one of the priorities in the future. Moreover, President Joko Widodo further has also pointed out that ASEAN highly appreciates the support of ASEAN Plus 3 in the development of the electric vehicle ecosystem and the ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum. He also pointed out that this is important for the progress and growth of the region. However, the president assumed that this goal will definitely be disrupted if ASEAN is unable to maintain peace and stability in the region. Therefore, he calls for ASEAN Plus 3 to help maintain peace and stability in the region by continuing to respect international law. The leaders of ASEAN and the People's Republic of China, or PRC, have agreed to increase cooperation of both countries to a higher level. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, in a statement delivered in Jakarta on Wednesday, pointed out that the increase of the cooperation includes new cooperation ranging from the green economy to the supply chain.
Para pemimpin juga sepakat untuk memperkuat kerjasama.
The leaders also agreed to strengthen economic cooperation through upgrading the ASEAN-China or FTA ACFTA 3.0. Why is it 3.0? Because it includes new cooperation, for example, in the digital economy, green economy, and supply chain. The leaders also welcome the guidelines for accelerating COC negotiations in the South China Sea. Moreover, Minister Retno Marsudi also explained that the ASEAN PRC summit resulted in several collaborations in various sectors containing 6 documents. 2 documents adopted are the ASEAN-China Joint Statement on Mutually Beneficial Cooperation on AOIP and the ASEAN-China Joint Statement on Deepening Agricultural Cooperation. Meanwhile, 4 documents recorded at the meeting are the Green Agricultural Development, ASEAN-China Joint Initiative on Enhancing Cooperation on E-Commerce, Guidelines for Accelerating the Early Conclusion of an Effective and Substantive Code of Conduct in the South China Sea, and the Joint Initiative on Advancing the China-ASEAN Science, Technology and Innovation Enhancing Program. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has conveyed that a strong partnership between ASEAN and the United States would benefit not only ASEAN, but also the U.S. At the opening of the 11th ASEAN-U.S. Summit in Jakarta on Wednesday, he remarked that Southeast Asia is a very promising region predicted to become the lifeblood of international trade. However, according to the president, this partnership will only be realized if both sides have the same commitment to the importance of maintaining security stability in the region.
Asia Tenggara merupakan kawasan yang sangat menjanjikan.
Southeast Asia is a very promising region predicted to become the lifeblood of international trade by 2045 and contribute 5.4% to the world's gross domestic product. Therefore, a strong and sustainable partnership between ASEAN and the United States will certainly benefit not only ASEAN, but also the United States. However, this partnership will only be realized if there is a strong commitment from both sides in maintaining regional peace and stability. Moreover, President Joko Widodo has said that ASEAN has agreed to keep carrying out its function as a locomotive for regional peace and stability on which the Indo-Pacific must become a platform for collaboration. Therefore, ASEAN invites the United States to become a positive force in creating a peaceful, stable, and prosperous Indo-Pacific through inclusive, concrete cooperation. South Korea has announced contributions worth $30 million for capacity building in the field of artificial intelligence or AI and $16 million for the implementation of the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific or AOIP. This was stated by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi after accompanying President Joko Widodo at the 24th ASEAN South Korea Summit in Jakarta on Wednesday.
The leaders
discussed cooperation, particularly in the emerging economy sector, such as fintech, the digital economy and the startup ecosystem. South Korea announced contributions worth $30 million to increase capacity in the field of artificial intelligence and $16 million for AOIP implementation. Besides, Minister Retno Marsudi also explained that the ASEAN South Korea Summit has adopted one document, namely the joint statement of the 24th ASEAN Republic of Korea Summit on Cooperation on the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific or AOIP. Besides, the ASEAN South Korea Summit also noted one document, namely the Action Plan Implementation Report for the 2021 until 2025 ASEAN South Korea Joint Vision Statement Action Plan. ASEAN and Japan have officially agreed to form a comprehensive strategic partnership of both sides. The agreement was adopted at the 26th ASEAN-Japan Summit in Jakarta on Wednesday. According to Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, ASEAN and Japan leaders also encourage development cooperation, green infrastructure, connectivity, energy transition, and digital economy.
Para leaders sepakat untuk membentuk secara resmi.
The leaders have agreed to formally form a comprehensive strategic partnership, the ASEAN-Japan Strategic Comprehensive Partnership, which was stated in a joint statement on the establishment of ASEAN-Japan Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. This joint statement was adopted at the ASEAN-Japan Summit this year. Furthermore, there are three documents recorded at the meeting, namely the progress report of the revised implementation plan of the vision statement on ASEAN-Japan friendship and cooperation, future design and action plan of an innovative and sustainable ASEAN-Japan economic partnership, and ASEAN-Japan economic co-creation vision. Minister Retno further conveyed that at this summit, the leaders also explained the importance of maintaining a conducive situation in the region, particularly on the Korean Peninsula and the South China Sea. Besides, the country's leaders also encouraged cooperation between ASEAN and Japan in the green infrastructure, development, creativity, and digital economy. The U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris announced plans for the U.S. and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, to establish a U.S.-ASEAN Center in Washington, D.C. She conveyed this at the opening of the 11th ASEAN-U.S. Summit in Jakarta on Wednesday. She also perceived that this facility will support interaction between ASEAN and the U.S., including further exchanges among society, business people, and academic institutions.
And today, I am pleased to announce that we will establish, through a public-private partnership, the first ever U.S.-ASEAN Center in Washington, D.C. The center will facilitate official ASEAN engagements and support further exchange between our people, businesses, and academic institutions.
Moreover, she also pointed out that as leaders, both ASEAN and the U.S. must overcome current global challenges as well as invest in a long-term vision. According to Vice President Kamala Harris, leaders must be able to look to the future by measuring the steps taken at this time. She added that the U.S. and ASEAN have the same interests and priorities as well as the same long-term vision. On September 1, 2023, President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev outlined a vision for a new Kazakhstan in his State of the Nation address, aptly titled Economic Course of a Just Kazakhstan. The event marked a milestone in the journey toward a more prosperous, just, and democratic Kazakhstan. In his landmark speech, President Tokayev delved into a multitude of pressing topics, from economic transformation to fostering a responsible citizenry. In a press statement received by VOIRI from the Embassy of Kazakhstan in Indonesia on Thursday, Ambassador of Kazakhstan to Indonesia, Dianyar Sarekhanov, pointed out that in strengthening Kazakhstan-Indonesia relations, a note three faced by Indonesian Tokayev comprehensive vision is its implications for international partnerships, including the burgeoning relationships between Kazakhstan and Indonesia. He also conveyed that both nations share common interests in sustainable development, energy, agriculture, and digital technology. The president's focus on transforming Kazakhstan into a major transport and logistics hub, particularly through the Trans-Caspian and North-South corridors, offers significant opportunities for Indonesia. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Angkasa warna dan ini. Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesia has again participated in the French International Gastronomic Exhibition. Indonesia is again participating in the Village International de la Gastronomie through the Indonesian Pavilion and Showcase of Indonesia at the foot of the Eiffel Tower and also on the historic walls of the Musée de l'Homme from 7th to 10th of September. VIG is the only major global gastro diplomatic event dedicated to traditional and popular cuisine. La Maison de l'Indonésie, in a written statement in Jakarta on Saturday, stated that VIG is one of the most important events in international culinary diplomacy in France, which organizes the promotion of art, culture, trade, and tourism through gastronomy. According to La Maison de l'Indonésie, Indonesia has actively participated in the VIG since 2016 through La Maison de l'Indonésie or Rumah Indonesia in Paris, which was founded by Eka Monkare. For 4 days, Indonesia presents among 70 countries and all regions of France to introduce and promote Indonesia products to the French and international public, both B2C and B2B ways. As for culinary, the Indonesian pavilions at VIG and the showcase of Indonesia at the Musée de l'Homme are serving chicken soup, chicken satay, and fried chicken. There are also typical kinds of coffee from various regions across Indonesia and chocolate, artisanal tea, herbal medicine, spices, traditional snacks, and ceramics. Besides, visitors can enjoy contemporary spice art, namely paintings from coffee and spices by Indonesian artist Chira Bang. They can also visit Indonesia virtually by using virtual reality technology. The Indonesian Pavilion also provides free special herbs and snacks at Happy Hour Indonesia, which start at 16 to 18 local time. Apart from snack products, Indonesia also performs pencaksilat and displays cooking demonstrations, workshop on making coffee, tea, chocolate, spices, and holds quizzes with prizes of visits to Indonesia for 2 winners. This year, Indonesia is represented by Bank Indonesia and PT Jakarta Kopi Premium. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event of 7th September 1940, Abdurrahman Wahid was born. Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, also known as Gus Dur, was born in Jombang, East Java on September 11, 1940. He is Indonesia's Muslim figure and political leader who became the fourth Indonesian president from 1999 to 2001. He replaced President B.J. Habibie after the People's Consultative Assembly or MPR election result in 1999. Gus Dur, during his term office, was known as the father of pluralism. The name was given to Gus Dur because he really appreciated diversity in many things, especially tribe, religion, and race diversity. On July 23, 2001, he was replaced by Megawati Soekarnoputri after his mandate was revoked by the People's Consultative Assembly or MPR. He died on December 30, 2009. At Cipto Mangunkusumo Hospital, Jakarta. Let's move to another event on 7th September 1988. Abdul Ahad Mohamed, the first Afghan citizen to travel to outer space. Abdul Ahad Mohamed was the first Afghan to travel to outer space. He became one of the Soyuz TM-6 crewmen and spent 9 days at the Mir space station in 1988 as an intercosmos research cosmonaut. During this mission, Abdul Ahad Mohamed became the first cosmonaut that speaks in Pashto language. After he made phone call to Afghanistan, making it the fourth language used officially in outer speech. We end today in history with an event on September 7, 2004 on Munir's death. Munir Said Talib Al-Khatiri was one of the founder of the non-governmental organization Commission for Missing Persons and Victims of Violence, or CONTRAS and Impartial. He was born in Malang, East Java, December 8, 1964, and during his lifetime, Munir was an activist in justice and truth. He was assassinated on a plane while traveling to Amsterdam, Netherlands on September 7, 2004 at the age of 39. The autopsy results of the remains in the Netherlands found traces of arsenic poison in Munir's body. Until now, the mastermind behind the murder case of the founder of Impartial and activities of the Commission of Disappearances and Victims of Violence has not been revealed. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
lama-lama ku bosan bilang kamu selalu tinggalkanku hampanya diriku jadi tak menentu lama-lama ku sah jatuh cinta kepada dirinya maafkanlah aku yang tak bisa menunggu dirimu rindu rindu yang selalu datang dan ini pun telah menghilang kau bukanlah lagi seseorang yang ku tunggu dirimu tak jauh bisa-bisa aku pergi dari dirimu lama-lama aku bosan bila kamu selalu tinggalkanku hampanya diriku jadi tak menentu lama-lama
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on ASEAN now has transboundary haze coordination and control center. The ASEAN Summit in Jakarta inaugurated the ASEAN Coordinating Center for Transboundary Haze Pollution Control, or ACCTHPC. Indonesian Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar, in an official statement in Jakarta, said the center was made based on the 18th Convention of Parties, or COP, ASEAN Agreement for Transboundary Haze Pollution, COP-AATHP, in Vientiane, Laos. According to her, the success of ASEAN countries in establishing ACCTHPC was an early stage toward a more innovative early warning system development, effective resource mobilization in the region, and a more coordinated effort among ASEAN member countries. She said the ACCTHPC was a monumental milestone for ASEAN, which could happen because of the support of ASEAN Head of Nations and ASEAN Secretary General. Minister Siti Nurbaya said the ACCTHPC will be led by an executive director supported by three divisions, namely monitoring and assessment, technical cooperation, and knowledge management. The ACC THPC office will be at Manggala Wanabakti Building, Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry Complex. The office is still under preparation. Moreover, with the forming of ACC THPC, Minister Siti said a host agreement must be made with roles of each ASEAN country in implementing the ACC THPC. Minister Siti conveyed the Indonesian government must keep increasing land and forest fire mitigation by implementing a new paradigm from 2016 until 2023. This paradigm is prioritizing prevention since the policy making, planning, budgeting, prevention technology improvement, and field effort by involving all stakeholders. Land and forest fire happens in every continent, not only Asia. In ASEAN countries, it always happened every year, decimating natural resources. Therefore, a transboundary haze prevention and control by ASEAN countries must be improved. Furthermore, she hoped that the ACC THPC can be an early move in developing a more innovative early warning system and more effective resource mobilization in ASEAN while improving coordination between ASEAN member countries. ACC THPC could also support AATHP implementation fully and effectively. Though ACC THPC ASEAN member states can improve the prevention, mitigation, and monitoring of transboundary haze in hope to fulfill ASEAN people's needs and to reach haze-free ASEAN by 2030. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Aku kesal dengan jarak yang sering memisahkan kita, hingga aku hanya bisa berbincang denganmu di WhatsApp. Aku kesal dengan waktu yang tak pernah berhenti bergerak. Berang sejenak agar ku bisa menikmati tawamu. Ingin ku berdiri di sebelahmu, menggenggam erat jari-jarimu, mendengarkan lagu Sheila on Seven seperti waktu itu. Saat kau di sisiku, dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan. Bertanya-tanya, ingin ku bakar dia yang sering mention-mentionan denganmu di Twitter. Namun kau selalu meyakinkanku untuk tumbuhkan percaya, bukan rasa curiga. Dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan. Kembali menabung rasa rindu
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
The tradition of Saparan Wonolelo was held in the cemetery area of Ki Ageng Wonolelo, Pondok Wonolelo Hamlet, Sleman, Yogyakarta from August 11 to 26, 2023. In the culmination of the tradition, an interesting thing happened when 1.5 tons of apem in the form of a gunungan or mountain shape were contested by the people at the area of Ki Ageng Wonolelo Cemetery on August 25. The apem cake was distributed from the top of the tower in various directions and then fought over by the people. Apam is a culinary dish that is usually presented in Javanese rituals. Apam is said to have originated from India. In India, this cake is called apam. This cake is believed to be introduced by Ki Ageng Gribik, a descendant of Prabhu Brawijaya, who returned from a trip to the Holy Land Mecca by bringing the apam cakes. Ki Ageng then distributed the cakes to the surrounding community. Since then, the sharing of apam has been a tradition of the Javanese people to express gratitude and for other important moments. Some other communities believe that the word apam comes from the Arabic word afuan or afun, that means forgiveness. Javanese people then simplify it as apam. In Japanese philosophy, apam is a symbol of forgiveness or asking for forgiveness from various mistakes. Therefore, apam is a mandatory snack in welcoming the month of Ramadan. Apam is made from rice flour, tape or fermented cassava, coconut milk, cassava, granulated sugar, palm sugar, and salt. In general, Japanese people cook apam on a special pan with a brazier-shaped stove. As for the fuel, they utilize firewood. Apam has a hollow and soft texture. It tastes savory and sweet. Apart from being presented at Javanese traditions events, this cake can also be easily found in various cities on the island of Java, especially in the traditional markets with an affordable prices and various creations of apam.
Semakin lama semakin terasa jarak dan sikapmu yang seperlunya. Kita bicara dan kita masih sama, saling sayang dan yang paling nyaman. Tapi katamu itulah masalahnya. Misteri cinta tiada rasa. Sahabat terdekat itu yang kau lihat, begitu berharga. Tapi sayangnya nyaman tak cukup.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, WSL Niaspro 2023. Listeners, the 2023 Niaspro World Surf League Championship 5000 Series qualification will be held at Soraka Beach, Luahagunre, Maniamolo District, South Nias Regency, North Sumatra, which will be held on 11 to 17 September 2023. Soraka Beach has been the location for an international surfing championship event for the fourth time, with the attraction and characteristic of the best right handler wave in the world. This wave strengthened the interest of participants from all over the world to come to district, which has a tourist village which is famous for its stone cultural attractions. Head of Culture, Tourism and Youth Sport Office of South Nias Regency, Anggraini Dati, explains, "The sports tour is not new for the Regency because this is already the fourth event to be present in the region. According to Anggraini, for this year's event, 192 participants from 12 countries have registered, with a target around 600 foreign tourists and 2,000 domestic tourists, because the participants will come with officials, friends, and supporters.
Dari mungkin dari jumlah 192
out of a possible number peserta, of 192 participants, we can be sure that they may not attend alone. So there are two, three, including officials. So that perhaps the target number of foreign tourists attending the International WSL Pro Nias Championship is approximately 600 people. Meanwhile, the number of domestic tourists or local tourists who will be present for approximately 7 days is targeted to be 2,000 people." Anggraini further said that her party was collaborating with the Indonesian Wave Surfing Association for the implementation and technical aspects of the competition. Meanwhile, Secretary General of the Indonesian Wave Surfing Association, TP Jabrik Noventin, said this year his party received weather forecast information that beach wave in the Nias area would be innermost during the event. So participants would bring photographers and a media team to document the beauty of Nias wave.
Menurut saya sih tahun ini kita mendapatkan ramalan cuaca.
I think this year we will get the weather forecast that the wave will be really big. And this is one of the reasons why many participants will bring their photographers and media team. One of the advantages of Nias wave is not only to compete, but they also want to document the wave, which are very beautiful during the event. Apart from the beauty of the sea wave, the World Surf League Nias Pro also presents tourism villages such as Hilisi Maitano, which can be the main objects for surfers to visit. In this tourist village, there is a stone jumping cultural attraction which is very interesting to watch. Apart from main event activities, at WSL Niaspro, side events are also held to attract tourists. That's miscellany.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, ku melanjutkan perjalanan. Kukira kita akan bersama. Hati-hati di jalan.
You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. Now I'm going to present to you the Indonesian 90s boy band Cool Colors. The members of Cool Colors began their career as male models, namely Tengku Rian, Ari Sihasale, and Surya Saputra. With the song Tataplah or Look, Cool Colors gained their fame. Moreover, the video clip was starred by an MTV VJ and famous model of the time, Nadia Hutagalung. The song Tataplah was released in 1996. It was about a man who did not want to break up with his girlfriend. He asked the girlfriend to look at his eyes that shows the unflickering love for her. Here is the song by Cool Colors with Tataplah.
That's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.